Changes to student funding rarely pass without controversy and a battle, and that's the case for proposed changes which were to take away NHS bursaries for nursing and midwifery students in England. Health ministers are due to set out a consultation which will give more detail in the coming weeks, but the plans have already provoked uproar, as our health correspondent Jane Draper reports.
Bursary or bust is the campaign slogan chanted at this protest march in London last month. An online petition attacking the plan quickly gathered more than 150,000 signatures after it was announced in the autumn spending review that student nurses and midwives in England would no longer receive NHS bursaries from August next year. These means-tested payments vary between £1,000 and £4,000 a year. The row was raised at Prime Minister's Questions by Jeremy Corbyn.
Not mentioned in the manifesto, the repayments that student nurses will have to pay when qualified amount to an effective pay cut of £900 for each nurse.
The government says moving to the standard system of student finance will encourage universities to provide many more degree places and help ease nurse shortages in the NHS.
By introducing the loans, nurses will get more money, we'll train more nurses, and we'll bring in fewer from overseas. It's a good for nurses, it's good for the NHS, and it's good for our country.
During a campaign planning meeting at the trade union Unison, I meet Jacob Smith, who's 21 and from a single-parent family in Leeds. He qualifies as a nurse this summer, so he won't be affected, but says the bursary has helped during the necessary lengthy placements on NHS wards.
I get near to the full amount.
So £4,000 a year?
Roughly, yeah, something like that. It's meant that I can essentially survive and I can pay for accommodation, I can pay for food, I can sometimes have fun nights out and I can actually get from here to placement wherever I'm living.
But why should nurses get this money that other students haven't been entitled to? Why should nurses be a special case?
This is the big question, isn't it? I could be working 12-hour shifts from 8 till 8. Whilst you're learning alongside, you are also actually doing a work role as a professional in training.
So will Jacobs of the future be deterred by loans? The Council of Deans of Health, which represents university bodies, has cautiously backed the changes, saying the new system will give students much more day-to-day cash. This will need paying back, though. Nursing courses attract a much bigger age range than other degree subjects, and one of the activists, Sophia Kumi, says that's why bursaries are important.
The average age for nursing is actually 28, 29. So we're not like the average student, as it were. A lot of people have caring responsibilities, a lot of people have children, a lot of people are married, a lot of people have mortgages, houses, and we all say it is a lifeline for us to learn, it is a lifeline for us to pursue our dream.
But others say it's time to ditch bursaries.
They are expensive to the National Health Service, which can probably ill afford it. They are of unproven effectiveness. We don't know if they're really working. And I think they divide nursing students off from the rest of the student body.
Professor Roger Watson is from the University of Hull, where, like many, they see huge demand each year for their 300 undergraduate nursing places. He supports the change, but warns the NHS might struggle to offer more places for students on wards.
We're always short of placements. We have difficulty placing students at the moment, and that is the one thing that might cause a problem in the future. The National Health Service is pretty saturated with students at the moment because we require them to have mentors within the National Health Service to look after them, and of course it puts pressure on the staff nurses in the system to look after the students.
The Royal College of Nursing believes big questions remain about the idea of breaking the link with NHS funding and turning to a market approach for supplying future nurses. But others say the current arrangements for NHS workforce planning aren't covered in glory. We probably haven't heard the last of the bursary protests.
Jane Draper reporting. Susan Ray has the news.